Daf is Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We did the mission, the bottom of Yudim Beis. Might be kedai to quickly run through it again as a quick chazara, as we're going to be explaining that today. So the mission, the bottom of Yudim Beis, says Ha'omer Lechulin She'ochalacha. Person says Lechulin. We said yesterday that meant with a lamed Lechulin, lo Lechulin, implying lo Lechulin She'ochalacha, that this food should not be chulin that I'm going to eat, meaning it's going to be us or the opposite of chulin. Or you say lo kasher, or you say lo dachi. Or you say tahor, we'll have to see what that means in a second. Or you say tame, nosar, pigol, aser. Any of those things are going to be aser. If you say that this food is going to be like any of those items which are aser, we'll get to what tahor means in a second. Ki imra, kadirim, ki eitim, ka ishim, ki mizbeach, heichal, ki yushlaim, neder, b'achar mikol, misham, shim, mizbeach. If you are use any other language, either you say like the wood of the Mizbeach, or like the fire of the Mizbeach, or any other types of things that are used for the Mizbeach, like any of the Kalim, Afa Pichalo Hizkir Karbon, even though you don't actually mention the word Karbon, Hareza Nether per Karbon, that's considered taking a Nether on or from a Karbon, and it will be Chal, whatever object you're talking about. That's according to the Tanakhama. And comes along with Yehuda Omer, HaOmer Yushalayim Lo Amar Klum. One who says Yushalayim is not going to take effect. So this is going to be explained in the Gemara. Before we read the Gemara, it's worthwhile to read through the Ran for a second. Let's take it from the Ran. We did yesterday's Ran on Yudim Beis. Let's take it from the Ran on Yud Aleph and Aleph. The long we're not going to go through the whole Ran. We'll go through a bunch of it though. The Ran says two lines from the top: Tahor Tame Pigal Noser Aser Kachi Girsa Benuschalos. That's what our Mishnah says. And the Kasha Beinai Ma'ika Bein Tahor LeDechi. So Tahor means Tahor, and Dechi also means Tahor. It's Aramaic for Tahor. The chemin ditani lidachi or ladachi bilamid, it says lamid in the beginning, mechlal di below lamid lo mitaser. If it didn't say the lamid before dachi, it just said dachi, dachi means tar, it would not imply anything aser. Only because it's preceded with the lamid means lo dachi, it shouldn't be tar. The chemin shekain, if that's the case, ki amar tar, when you say tar below lamid, like the Mishnah presented, lama ye aser, why should it be aser if it says tar? It should be litaher in the Mishnah. Alo dachi targumo shataru. Dachi and Tahor are the same words. So why does it say La Dachi and it just says Tahor alone? So Matasi Le Rambam, the Perkaf Mehilchos Nidarm, Shekasiv Tahor, Belamid, Enach Rami, the Rambam writes, La Tahor, Betame Pigol Nosar, Belo Lamid. It says La Tahor, by Tahor has Lamid, but by the other ones, Tame and Pigol Nosar doesn't have a Lamid. V'chei Nir Li'ikar, that's how the Girsa should be. That would make sense. Whenever something is Tahor or Mutter, it should say Lamid before and to make it low. Anything that's aser should not have lamed before him. And that's where the Ran clarifies. Okay, now we can go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says now, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Svaruha mai lechulin. The initial thought, the word svaruha usually means an initial thought that's going to be rejected. If you look quickly at the Ran, this Ran's much further down. The Ran, around like 10 Y lines up, says Gemara svaruha. Yeah, exactly. The first round of the Gemara, he says, "Hai svarua b'maskana nami kai." This svarua actually is held up even in the maskana. The kavase b'reish b'babasa. The Gemara b'babasa as well talks about hezek ria lav shmeik hezek or not. That discussion. Those are two instances where svarua is going to be maintained even in the maskana. But typically, when you see the word svarua, it means it's going to be the initial thought which will ultimately get rejected. Here is not that case. So the Gemara says svarua. The initial thought is, my lechulin, what does it mean lechulin? Lo lechulin. I mean, it shouldn't be chulin leve, ela carbon. It should not be chulin, rather it should be carbon. So there's an inference that's being made. I say this food should be lechulin. So we're implying that it means lo lechulin, ela carbon. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, money masisin, who is the author of the Mishnah who allows that to work? I never said that this is a carbon. I say what it's not, and it implies what it is. So who authored the Mishnah? E Rabbi Meir, if Rabbi Meir authored the Mishnah, less le michlal lav atash mehein. Rabbi Meir doesn't hold of a concept. He doesn't hold that you can infer something from what I said. You have to be very direct. How do we know this? That Rabbi Meir holds that way. The Tanan, Rabbi Meir Omer, kol tanai she'enu kitanai b'nei gad b'nei ruvein, eno tanai. Any tanai that you make has to be in the way b'nei gad b'nei ruvein made when they made the agreement with Moshe Rabbeinu. They wanted to live in Avar HaYarden. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, you have to come fight with us. So they said, okay, we'll make our part of the deal. We will go fight with you. And if we fight with you and conquer Israel, then we'll go back and live in Avar HaYarden. And then they say, if we don't do that, then we won't get Avar HaYarden. They say both sides of the stipulation. They don't just say one side and then the other part is going to be implied. You have to articulate both options. So let's read that in the Ran. The Ran explains, Lesle Mechla Lava Tashemehain, Dhava Bai Tanai Kafel. You need to have a double stipulation, both options, A and B. That's what it says in the Pesukim. If we go, we get Avar Yarden. If we don't go, we don't get Avar Yarden. You need to have both. We don't infer anything. The Ran explains further, Rabbi Meir Omer, Biperka Omer Bikedushin. He writes there. That's where the Mishnah is found. Okay, so the point before we read the next part of the Ran is, so Rabbi Meir doesn't hold of inferences when it comes to halacha. You have to say and be clear. So if I say lo l'chulin, we can't say, oh, so that probably means and it should be a carbon. You don't make jumps like that. You have to be very clear.
What's the exact concept of mikla? Is it that it doesn't have to be a double? No, it's not that it doesn't have to be a double knife.
It means that you have to be very clear, articulate what your intentions are, what you mean.
Irrelevant, but he would hold if you're very clear, even if it's not a double knife, it would be okay.
I'm not sure how you could be clear without making both options.
If I don't go to the city today, I'm going to fast.
Right, so that's not, it might be...
I mean, it's clear as water that if I don't go, I'm not going to fast. I don't have to say if I don't go, then I will eat.
No, I'm saying you have to articulate that. You have to say all options for it to work.
So he holds even, not only has to be clear, but you have to do a double tanai.
Right, but I'm saying not necessarily double tanai, you have to say all implications also. Because this case here is not a double tanai. When it comes to the chulin, there's not a case of a double tanai. It's just saying, lo l'chulin, it means, it implies,
right,
it's a carbon, but you have to say what you mean.
Right. So, I don't understand. So right. Why do we bring in the double knife for?
No, because that's the prototype where we see Rav Meir holds right. That way. But the underlying reason why does he require tanai kafel, not because tanai really requires a kafel. It's because he requires articulating all implications.
Isn't it the other way around that because Moshe did that tanai, he requires...
Exactly. We learn, the reason why you require the tanai kafel tells us that you require to articulate
very
all implications.
Clearly, okay.
But the real underlying point is you have to say what you mean always. So that's the call. You have to say what you mean, and you can't say Michal Lava Tashamehain. You can't say that. You have to be very clear again, say what you mean. So the Ran asks an interesting question. Continuing in that Ran now, the Dibur Maschot the Tanan, he says, Afagav Daminum Beshuvos Aedos, the Gemara in Shuvos, Daflam Nevav tells us, Techi Lester Remeir Michal Lava Tashamehain Bimamona. When does he hold that you cannot make implications? It's only with regards to Dini Mamunus. But Biisura Isle, when it comes to Isurim, then you can make jumps. You can say one thing and infer something else. And seemingly we're dealing with an Isur here. This is Nedarim that we're referring to here. So the Rav Meir should hold of Michla Lava Tashemehin. So why do we say Rav Meir doesn't hold of that? So the Ran continues to explain, Ha Asikna Hasam, the conclusion of the Gemara in Shavuos is, De Besota V'edis Lesle Mishum De Havi Isura De Is Be Mamona. There are many categories that are a fusion of Isur and Mamonus. Normally, there's a Pasuk, Ben Dam Ladam Ben Din Ladin Ben Nefesh Lenefesh. Is that the whole Pasuk? I'm missing it. Ben Dam Ladam Ben Din Ladin Ben Nega Nega. So there's a Medrash, I think the Gra Medrash, one of them, maybe both, say that tells us the different categories in Halacha. There's Chosh Mishpah, there's Yardaya, there's Archaim, there's Taros, all different categories. And usually they don't overlap with each other, and they have their own set of rules. But sometimes you have certain things which border on both of them. So the Gemara says something like Sota and something like Eidos has both of them. Sota, on one hand, is a Dine Isser. It's because it's between husband and wife. On the other hand, it's also Dini Mamonis. The Gemara is in Sota, I think it's Daf Chaf or so.
She
lives in the Ksuba, exactly. So how do you categorize it? Is it Dini Mamon or Dini Isser? So it's kind of both them. So since it has an element of Mamonis to it, you would require a Tanai Kafel by that, by Sota and by Eidos.
And this is because the Tanai that Moshe did with B'nai Gat and Reuven Chesimashit, because it was also Mamonis.
Exactly.
It was land.
Exactly. So since that's the model, it's only Dini Mamonis. Only other things with Dini Mamonis also. But things that are purely Dini Isser does not require the Tanai Kafel. So this, by Sota and by Eidos, you require Tanai Kafel because they have an element of a Mamonis to them. So what about Nidarim? Says the Ran, V'nidarim nami mamona isbu dehainu chepsa de mitzar alaha. The Dharma also has an element of mamun, because this object now is being usher to me. It's an object, because it's property, it's dina mamunus as well, so therefore it's usher. Tosos has a similar approach, slightly different, but the same idea. If you look at Tosos, Dibur Maschil, the second one down, D.E. Rabbi Meir, Leslay, Mechal, Lava, Tashmehim, Tema. That means Meshuvos, Parak, Shuvos, Eidos, Ki, Leslay, Rabbi Meir, but Mamona, Abab, Isra, Islay, like we just said in the Ran. Yeshlomar, Dinidarim, Nami, Chashule, Isra, Isbe, Mamona, Kevin, Sheosim, Mamon, Shechaver, Olav. So Mamon Chavero. Similar idea about there's an object that's going to now be usher to him. There's a certain element of mamonus involved in the Dharm. Now, the Hagos Marab Ranchberg points out here, if you look at Os Beis, he has the following Shaila. Actually, before we get to that even, first look at the Gilyon HaShas. You see Rabbi Kiva Eger, top left, Gilyon HaShas? Rabbi Kiva Eger writes on this Ran, he quotes a Ran, Dibur Maschil, the Tanan, Rabbi Meir, Vichule, Dibesota, Vages, Lesle. Nir Lanias Daiti, Ditzarach Lomar, Dibesota, Lesle. It should say only Sota. The word Edis should not be on this list. Edis is seemingly Dine Isser, not Dine Mamonus. I'm not sure why. I mean, Edis, depending on what the Edis is, you could have many Edis that affects Mamon, of course. There's, of course, Edis in the context of Mamon. So I'm not sure where Gilyon HaShas wants to take this out. Unless he's uncomfortable saying Edis overall. Maybe he means say certain Edios apply. So I'm not really sure, but he takes it out. Now, what the, you thought?
No, I vaguely recall or when we started talking about this.
Oh, really?
Because it's not even the name when it comes up.
Yes, he does like to talk about this. I don't remember this point, though.
I think he talked about this with you or something.
Okay, good. I didn't see anything in the back here who discussed this. Okay. But so look at now the Hagos Rab Ranchberg in the inner column, Os Beis, he also quotes his Ran and says, Ayin Sham Shehela Dinadarm Havle Isser Shesh Bamamon, Chen Kasvatosos, Ela Shechisr Lashon Yesh Bidvarm Ayin Sham. Okay, fine. Nidarm is categorized as a Dini Mamon and Dini Isser. Ulufi Zeh, says the Rab Ranchberg, Tzarech Lomar, Dinazir Nami Isser Shesh Bamamon, Shoser Yain Olav. Now the Yain Osser Tim, that's Dini Mamonus, the Ilav Hachi, my Parchel El Daf Dalam Rebez. Tasty by Matsinu, Vinadarm. Ha Isser, Loyafinum Isser, Shesh Bamamun, Vinadarm Yeshua Mamun, El Karka Kutarchum, and Kadik Sivni. So basically, what he's asking is that if we're going to now categorize Nidarm as a Dini Isser and Dini Mamun, and if Nazir were to only be Dini Isser, then you can never learn one from the next because there's a distinction. Nazir is only Isser, Nidarm is now Isser and Mamun. So you have to therefore conclude Nazir is also a Din of Isser and a Din of Mamun. So then he says, V'yeshli bazeh tarchin. Rav, I have a big tarchin, he says. To the fizeh, according to this, the kushus atosus b'ksubas daf mem vav amr beiz b'dim asal mamona mi'isura. There's a concept of the Gemara says a few places you cannot learn mamona mi'isura, like we said. There are two different categories. You can't learn one from the next. B'mitzis aseh di leilef kedushin min adarim. De havi iser mi'isur. Kedushin from min adarim. One's iser, the other one's iser. Mashachir Tosos, the Kedushin Havi Isser and Mamon. Kedushin, you can't learn one from the next because Kedushin is about Isser and Mamon because you have to pay money to get her. You pay Kesef. But Nadarm Nami Havi Isser and Mamon. The Tosos seems to imply that Nadarm is purely Isser. According to what we said here, it has to be Mamon and Isser. The Tosos says it's only Isser, it's Tsarachin. If the Tosos thinks it's really purely an Isser, only Nadarm, so what's shot here? Right, Meir should allow, should not require Tanai Kafel by Yisurim, by Nidarm. That's his Tzarchim. That's where he leaves it at.
But who says that Nidarm is only Yisur?
The Tosos in Ksubis has a question. I'm not holding what the Tosos is talking about, but he quotes him as saying, he wanted to learn Nidarm from Kedushin.
The answer is that he cannot because Nidarm is Yisur only.
Exactly. And that's against the Ran here. Now, if you hold that Nidarm, it's okay to be against the Ran, but how do you read the Gemara here? If Tosos holds that Nidarm is purely Yisur,
what if we don't hold like Tosfos?
No, because
maybe
the Gemara...
Maybe Rashi doesn't agree with him, or...
But you still have to answer the question. If the Gemara in Shavuos tells us that Rav Meir allows, does say, Michlal Lava Tashmehen by Yisurin, so here too also, he could allow it by Nidarim. And he should be the, he can be the author of the Mishnah. Lo Lachun can be Rav Meir. Lo Lachun means El Karban.
Because it's only in reference to Nidarim, which is only Yisurin, and you don't learn it from Mammon.
Exactly. That's a Shaila. So I think what some Achron answer is that there are two different Gemaras, two different Sugis. The Gemara in Shavuos assumes that Nedarim is one thing, and the Gemara here assumes something else. So it's a steer and sugi to pass like one sugi over the other sugi, as opposed to the Ran who wanted to, mesh the two sugis together. So the Ran has his approach. Now this is end up being a tremendous great sugi here, because now you start asking the questions. Well, what types of mitzvahs are Yisurim? What types are Mammon? Which types are really both of them? So what comes to mind is Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen, the Gemara says, we know the halachas are that person is poda his firstborn son with five shlam from the Kohen. And there's a wild cheskuni, we don't pass in this way, but the cheskuni says, if you don't poda your son, the son is actually asher to get hana. He's a davar hektesh. You can't use him. Now, that's not pashas to the Gemara. It's pretty much against the Gemara. But there's a certain element of hafrasha, that you're redeeming the son, which is a dini iser. But at the same time, you're paying the Kohen money, so it's dini mamas. Which one is it? So there's a Gemara in Becharos that talks about Rav and Shmuel. We always pass like Rav by Dinim. We pass like Shmuel when it comes to Yisurim. So the Machlok is the Gemara says it has a whole discussion. I forget what exactly the question is there, but it has a discussion who we pass like Rav or by Shmuel. And so there's a rush that says even though normally we pass in like Rav by Dinim, here's an exception. We pass like Shmuel. It's an exception. Others say no, we pass like Shmuel because Pidyon HaBen is not Dini Mamonis. Pidyon HaBen is Dini Iser, or it's some type of combination. So we find many places that mitzvahs are kind of this combination, like the Sota, it's Dini Mamonis, Dini Iser. Kedushin is Dini Mamonis, Dini Iser. And Pidyon HaBen might also be Dini Mamonis and Dini Iser coming together.
But Nedarim is very clearly, except maybe a few cases, in most cases Nedarim is Mamonis. It's very hard to say that it's Iser.
Right, Well, it's purely Isser, you're saying. It's definitely Isser. It's saying it's purely Isser.
Purely
right?
Isser, of course.
So the debate's probably about, we discussed all in the beginning, the difference between Shavuos and Nedarim. Shavuos is about the Gavra, and Nedarim is about the Chefta. So when we say this Chefta is Asr to me, how intrinsic does that become? Now, in economics, only with respect to me, but can it be intrinsic with regards to me? If you assume it is intrinsically Asr to me, that Chefta, then it becomes Dini Mamonis. But let's say you say there's this force here around that I can't come close to it, but it's not intrinsic. So maybe you wouldn't say it would affect the Dina Mamonis aspect of things.
But the fact that you can do a neder on a Heftza and it only Chazuyan and nobody else, it's clear Mamonis, because then
if it doesn't affect anybody else, it might not be Mamonis then.
Right, it might not be. Right.
So that might be part of it, how intrinsic it becomes.
Right. Or
maybe not. Maybe the definition of Dina Mamonis is simply from my perspective. Since for me, it's hands off, I cannot enjoy this chefza, so that's enough for it to be categorized as Dina Mamonis.
If we hold that Nazir is Mamonis, for sure Nedarim is Mamonis.
Probably.
No doubt about it.
But we only
because
saw
Nedarim is much more Mamonis than Nazir even, because Nazir is only an issue that he cannot have the wine, but everybody else can.
But Nedarim is also
on wine. Nedarim, is called on many more things.
Right, but it depends what your nether is. I mean, I can say nether that this phone is us to me, and it's going to be just on this phone. In which case, nether is going to be more expensive. All wine will be usher. Right. But at the same time, nedarim has more strength, because the nether, I could usher my own property to you. Nazir's, I can't do that. Nazir's
right.
Is only...
It's only
so.
Right.
Okay, so it becomes an interesting discussion here. Okay, back to the Gemara now. So we therefore throw out, right, Meir cannot be the author of the Mishnah because he doesn't hold of the concept of La Michala
Vatashmehin. So here we hold that Rav Meir holds that Nedarim is Mamonos also.
Correct. Right.
Okay.
So then the Gemara says, Ela Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda must have been the author of the Mishnah because Rabbi Yehuda does hold of Michala Vatashmehin. If you look at the Ran, 7-8 lines up, Ela Rabbi Yehuda, De Omar. So what happens is, and he doesn't explain the whole case here, but what I remember is that when a person says his wife took upon himself a nether, and he says, okay, I can't handle a wife like this, he wants to divorce her. So he says that to him, if you divorce her, realize that you can never remarry her ever again. Why? So what explains is the concern, let's say he divorced her, and then she marries somebody else. And then he finds out that her nether was really something different. And he ended up having charata on divorcing her in the first place. So there's a concern that that get might not be chal, without getting into the details why that is.
She thinks she's a limits.
What?
She thinks she's an
I thought it's a... So we make her take a nether that he can never remarry her again. That's the case?
Yeah.
Okay, but he ends up finding out that she's not an Adam. She gets remarried, and she has a child.
Right.
So wait a second, she wasn't an islandess? So then it's going to, he's going to regret giving her the get in the first place. And then it's going to be Ashes Ish married to the second man. So you say, if you're going to divorce her on the grounds that you think she's an islandess, you have to take a nether that you'd never remarry her to ensure that you'll never have regret on giving the divorce in the first place. So in that context, Ron explains, Delo Bai Tanai Kafel. There we don't say, if it happens, A, if this happens, and B, we don't make that whole statement. El Amrinu, we simply say, Mechlalav Atashmehen. You just say one option, and we can infer the other option. And that is apparently the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda, we don't have to read the rest of the Ran, but Rabbi Yehuda authored our Mishnah. If you say lo lechulin, it implies ela lekarbon, and that's enough. Mar said, wait a second, how could Rabbi Yehuda author the first part of the Mishnah? Ema Seifa. Look at the end of the Mishnah, which says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ha Omer Yushlaim lo Omer Klum. So Rabbi Yehuda, midaseifa Rabbi Yehuda, Rachel la Rabbi Yehuda. The fact that Rabbi Yehuda is specifically the end of the Mishnah, he couldn't have also authored the beginning of the Mishnah. The Gemara says, no, kula Rabbi Yehuda, it's all Rabbi Yehuda. But halchi katani, the way the Mishnah should be read is it has a whole list of what works, what's considered a isurim, lo lekarbon, lo letaor, lo ledachi. And the halchi katani, Rabbi Yehuda omer, ha omer yushlaim, lo amar klum. So if you say yushlaim, then it won't work. So let's read the Ran here. The Ran says, four lines up, kula Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda omer, he holds, ha omer yushlaim, lo amar klum, Kevin Shlo Hisker Kaf Hadimion. Since he don't mention Ki Yushalayim, it just says Yushalayim. Who are then the Imra the Dirim Ve'Aitim? The other things also, if you just simply say Imra Dirim Ve'Aitim without the Kaf, it won't be Chal. Lav Dafk Yushalayim. Anything that you don't say Kaf with, it won't work. El Denok Yushalayim Mishum Desamichle. They just chose Yushalayim since that was the last thing that was mentioned by the Tanakhama in the first part. Well, not really Tanakhama, but him. Since it was mentioned towards the end, he mentioned Yushalayim as an example. But in Echanami, all the other ones without a Kaf wouldn't work either. Avaba Pigal no servit tame mode be rebuda de lo by kaf. There you do not need a kaf. Kamoshi parashi be mishasenu mishimhachi tane la tane below kaf. So he explains this on the Mishnah, which we didn't read together, but certain things which are objectively usher, Pigal no servit tame, you don't have to say kaf. Things that can be interpreted different ways, like Eitzim and Yushlaim, there's certain things that are mutter, certain things that are usher. Only if you say the kaf will it be effective. But it's all Rabbi Yehuda.
But in our Mishnah mentions no sir pigul.
Our Mishnah, no, it does mention pigul, but it doesn't say ki.
It doesn't, right.
You don't need it. For things that are objectively usur, there's no question, right. You don't need kaf. But if you say something that can be interpreted two different ways, then you need the kaf to say that it's usur. Okay. Now, the... Okay. The Gemara now says, V'chi amar ki yushlaim the Yehuda mean mitzar. The implication of this answer is that if you say ki yushlaim, according to Yehuda, it would be chal, there would be an iser, the nedarim would be chal. But v'hatani, the Braita says that Yehuda omer ha-omer ki yushlaim lo amar klum. Even with a chaf, won't be effective for yushlaim. Ad shi yader b'davar ha-kar b'yushlaim. Until you actually make a neder on something that gets shechted and brought as a carbon, like an animal. But Yushlaim is nothing, there's no chalos saying ki Yushlaim. And the Gemara says, Kuler Bihudahi, Vitrei Tanai Alibudir Bihudah. There are two explanations, two opinions as to what Rabbi Yehuda actually held. One opinion held, let's look at the last two lines of the Ran on Amud Aleph, Trei Tanai Alibudir Bihudah, Tana Demasis, in our Mishnah, Savar, they held, Dili Rabbi Yehuda, Daitel Adavra Karb Yushlaim, Vichi Amar Kushlaim Mitasir. When you say Yushlaim, your intentions are that which gets brought as carbonos in Yushlaim. You don't mean the actual walls of Yushlaim and the ground and the stone and the wood. We mean that which gets brought in Yushlaim as carbonos. That's our Mishnah. But Tana brought the outside brisa savar didaita shel al eitzim vavanim. No, when you say Yushlaim, you're referring to the wood and you're referring to the stones, which is not aser. V'ad shi'adar b'davar karav lo mitaser. Until you actually make a neder from something that's the carbon, it won't be a chalos iser. Okay, now going on to Amud Beis, Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Tanya. Chulin, ha-chulin, ke-chulin, those languages, bein she-ochalacha, whether you say, this should be chulin that I will eat, will certainly be mutter. Bein she-lo-ochalacha, whether you say, this is chulin that I will not eat, mutter. It's all going to be mutter. Even the second half, even though you say lo-chulin, which implies, even though you say chulin she-lo-ochalacha, it's still going to be mutter. look at the Ran for an explanation. Here, the Ran at the top says, Tanya chulin hachulin kichulin bein she'ochel lecha bein she'ochel lecha mutter b'she'ochel lecha pshita d'shari. If I say that this is chulin that I will eat, it's obviously going to be mutter. U'b'she'ochel lecha nami, that too, nihi damar leha ma she'ochel lecha lo yechulin, it implies that which I'm eating shouldn't be chulin. It's still going to be mutter because ha'okimnam le'kirvi meir de'les le'michlal lava tashmehim. We're going to say that the author of this first part of the brisa is Rabbi Meir, who says you cannot make any inferences. So saying chulin that I won't eat is not going to be good enough for a nether. Then the brisa says, if I say lachulin shochelcha aser, which implies lo lachulin shochelcha is going to be aser. So the Ran here says, "Lachulin she'ochelcha aser, kachia girsa beruv haniskhos." That's what we have in front of us. V'kasha tuva, lama aser? Why? What's aser about here? V'hamishim mechlal lava tashmehin shi'chana l'maisaba l'remeir lesle. The only way this could be aser if you make an implication of lo lachulin she'ochelcha, and Rabbi Meir holds that doesn't work, and Rabbi Meir is the author of this brisa. V'chitem, if you're going to suggest lo tzurchinam b'ham lechal lava dechavin de amar lo lachulin al karcha carbon have. Lesa the hamushim hachiel kim leam asis in the local mayor, I'm afi bechei hatzrichan lemechal lava teshmein. So he's the as the kashi. He doesn't like this gears. He doesn't know what's going on in the gears here, but he does quote teshin a gearsa lefichach yesh mishomer. Some explain the local sin lemechalchakla. You don't have this gearsa. That's one. You take this completely out. Lechulin shalo chalacha is not going to be in the line here. It's not aser. But then he quotes others who say acherim amru lekaim hagearsa in order to maintain the gearsa b'shem haravidzal. Dilechalin garcina below above now chulin dilechalin mishum hachi mitaser dibechalos toda kamar chalos toda not chulin chalos toda which are also which are part of the kabanos, that's what it means here. Then that's why the Gemara says the lachalin sheochalcha is aser. That's how you could rehabilitate this girsa. Well, it's not terrible. You take it above out. That's so terrible.
I don't think there's that word in the whole Masech and Nedarim afterwards.
Lachalin.
Not that I learned it, but...
Okay, so that's a way to maintain the girsa. Back to the Gemara now. Then the Gemara says, three lines down now, lachulin lo'ochelcha mutter. If you say lachulin lo'ochelcha, that's also mutter. So Reisha Mani, who authored the Mishnah? That's Rabbi Meir. He, the Reisha of this Brisa, did less lay mechlal lava tashmehen. He doesn't hold to this concept. And Ema Seifa, lachulin lo'ochelcha mutter. So, but the Seifa says, lachulin... Not techulin, I cannot eat. The Brisa says mutter, but Hatran, the Mishnah tells us later on, lekarban loochelcha, Rabbi Meir actually says aser. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, kashalon ha lesle mechal lava tashmehen. How could Rabbi Meir in the later Mishnah, like lekarban loochelcha, how could he say it's aser? Isn't that based on implications? And Amar Rabbi Abba Nasek Omer LeKarbon Yehev. No, the Mishnah later on means he means to say it should be like a carbon, lick not low LeKarbon, lick carbon. It should be like a carbon, and that's why it's Chal. It's not an implication later on. LeFikach Lo Ochelcha. Rashi Hosei. If that's the case, Hachanami Hachikamar. Say it here. Lo LeChulin Havech. This shouldn't be Chulin. It's very direct. You're not saying Lo LeChulin El LeKarbon means Lo LeChulin. It should not be Chulin. And LeFikach.
The fact that he says. Le korban ye lefich leochar. He's very clear because he's not comparing it. He's actually doing it itself, or is it? What's the reason why
he's saying it itself?
Why Rabbi Meir would say that le korban ye le?
Because the carbon means this is a carbon.
Right.
That's he says this is a carbon. That's the.
But is he really makdish it, or is comparing it to a korban?
He's comparing it to carbon. It's not being makdish. He's comparing the nether to a carbon. And therefore, the nether is going to be chal. So here too, also, when you say lo lechulin, it should be not lo lechulin el lekarbon. It should be lo lechulin. It's not chulin, which is going to be a direct articulation of it. It's a little confusing. We'll read the Gemara's and the Ran's in a second. So lefikach again lo ochalcha. So the Gemara says, "Hi Tana, this brisa is savor lekar meir bechada." He agrees with the Rebbe with respect to one halacha, but argues with him with respect to another halacha. Savrla, kivai say dvechada de lesle mechal lava tashmehen. He agrees with him that there we cannot make any inferences, but paligale bechada b'karbon. He argues with him with respect to carbon. Okay, so what's going on? So let's see if we can read the Ran here. Okay, so it says the Gemara, it says the Ran rather, around eight narrow lines up. Amar Rabbi Abba Nasa Omer Lekarbon Hehe. The Chayim de Lekarbon Mashba Lekarbon, not Lolekarbon, Lekarbon, Umashba Lolekarbon. It could be referring to either it should be a carbon or it should not be a carbon. We always interpret it in such a way where the nether will be chal. And therefore, when you say lekarbon, we mean lekarbon, not lolekarbon, but lekarbon, it should be chal. Lekarbon, yeah, it should be lekarbon. So that's the case. We're interpreting it always lechumra. Hachinami, here too, so lema lochun lehevi, klomer, ela carbon. Lefikach lo ochelcha. Dis on the fushe, lamed. The word, the letter lamed, the lechun, hacha, de lo lechun kamar, it should be not for chulun, kiecha de lechel neder, in order for the chelos to be, the neder to be chal. So, the Ran asks, wait a second, how could you, if you interpret the word lo lechun to be lo lechun, you still have to make the implication of lo lechun el lecarbon, that's still a jump, and Rav Meir doesn't hold to that. So the Ran asks, v'chitema, afil hachi, even if you want to say lechulun means lo lechulun, how can the neder be chal? You still have to say mechlal lava tashmehein. Since you never said carbon, we're saying lo lechulin, and we're adding in rather the carbon. The mishim hachi. That's the reason why okim neleil b'samech masizin de lo kri meir. That's why we hold it's not Rabbi Meir. Says the Ran lav kushi. That's not a problem. The honey the masizin the messiah ba sheochelcha. That's only when you conclude sheochelcha. That's where it does not allow lav mechlal lava tashmehein. But ha the messiah lo ochelcha. But here we conclude you can't eat it. Elashin Isser, Afilu Rabbi Meir will allow la michal at hashemehain. So we're seeing another exception. Rabbi Meir does allow inferences in certain instances. We saw one case by Dini Isser, and even by Dini Mamnus, if you conclude with Elashin Isser by Nadarm, he'll also allow because all the directions are pointing, and this is clearly meaning something Asser.
Meaning the main thing is that he should say lo ochal lecha,
and then Rabbi Meir will agree it's Asser.
Right, if he says lech. Does he have to say lo chulin lefichach lo chalecha? Or you can say no.
Lechulin can be interpreted as lechulin or lo lechulin.
Right.
And we always, says Rabbi Abba, we always interpret it in a way that the neder will be chal. So we interpret it by lecarbon, we say lecarbon, and by chulin we say lo lechulin.
Right.
But lo lechulin still requires
that's
el lecarbon.
That's not Rabbi Meir.
That is Rabbi Meir.
No, Rabbi Meir says bechlal adachem.
So that's the Ron's question.
Right.
I mean,
so he answers that basically depends on the ending of the Shvuah.
Exactly. If you end Ochelcha, you're allowed to eat it, implying Mutter, so we cannot invoke Mechla Lava Tashmehen. But if you conclude Lo Ochelcha, that's Aser, then clearly
right.
You could infer what the other half is going to mean. Okay. Fine. So Gemara says now, hold on one second. Wait, so what was the last thing that we were saying in this answer that he argues with him with respect, agrees in one respect but argues on the other respect? Okay. Okay, so he explains here as follows that he agrees to Rabbi Meir that we don't hold of Michalava Tashmehain. You cannot make any inferences. But he argues in Rabbi Meir, when you say carbon lo ochelcha, that our Brisa thinks it's mutter, lo carbon lo ochelcha, since there's no indication of ki carbon, but he thinks, this opinion thinks, no, if you say carbon, it will be chal. I'm not sure the Ran doesn't speak all this out.
I think according to both of them, if he says korban, he would chal. The problem is if he says chulin. Kishomer le korban lo chal, Rabbi Meir omrim shehaomer lashon ze siyum dvarev mitparshim ki ilomar lefichach lo chal. Ve'ilu atana shel abraita sobar shel she'en lefaresh et di et dvarev k'ech v'meile em et dvarev she'ano. Right, so... According to the Braita, even if he says le korban lo chalach, it doesn't fall. It's not chal.
Because you have to say ki karbon. Le karbon is not enough. You have to say ki karbon. But this opinion argues, Rabbi Meir says, no, le karbon also can be interpreted as saying ki karbon. That seems to be the debate.
Because the Tana of the Braita doesn't separate the phrase into two pieces. He says all one. And according to this explanation of Rabbi Meir, he's saying two parts. He says Le Korban and Lo Halav. This.
And therefore, Le Korban can be Chal.
Right.
For, according to our Brice, against Rabbi Meir. Okay. Fine, let's do this next opinion now. The Gemara now says the opinion, Rav Ashi Amar Ha Damar L'chulin, Ha Damar Lo L'chulin. Dimashma Lo Lavi Chulin Ella Kikarbon. So again, what's going on? Let's try to figure out. We had the issue, let's figure out, what was the question initially? The initial question was, that Rav Meir said, when it says L'chulin Lo Ochalcha, and the Brice says Mutter, he's the author of the Brice above, L'chulin Lo Ochalcha is Mutter, but when you say the Mishnah on L'Karbon, Rav Meir says is Aser. And what's the difference here? Rashi says, one's where you say l'chulin, and one's where you say lo l'chulin. That lo l'chulin mashma, it should not be chulin, rather it should be kikarbon. So let's read through the Ran. The Ran's going to be probably quite complicated, but let's look at the Ran. You see the Ran, Rashi amar ha'damar l'chulin, ha'damar lo l'chulin. Klamar kula b'raisa r'meir. The b'raisa above is r'meir. V'hada gatani seifa l'chulin lo chelecha mutter, mairi damar l'chulin b'shva, l'chulin, tachas ha'lamed. You can't interpret the word li as lo. The whole discussion is only when you say lachulin, then that la could sound like lo. But li cannot sound like lo.
Right.
So my amris, chulin yehe, mash lo ochel. Hamash ochel yehe carbon, less than their mayor, bichlal lavash the shmehin. So lichulin means this should be chulin, and you can't make any inferences. That's, bahadamar lachulin klomer, but pasach halamed lachulin. That's the other case later on. Then lachulin can be interpreted as lo lachulin, and there then there will be chal.
It's a shva is not chal, and if it's a patach, it's chal.
Exactly. Okay, I'm not sure if it's worth going through the rest of the run. Once we have a good enough shot here, we should leave it at that, since this is a little confusing. Let's jump now to the bottom of the run where it says l'inyan halacha, five wide lines down. Let's see what he says l'halacha. The bottom line here, l'inyan halacha, naktinin kar b'Yehuda de'islay mechal lava teshmehen. We paskin that we can make inferences. Like the Stam Mishnah here. Rabbi Yisrael Mishnah here was authored by Rabbi Yehuda. So we permit La Michal Lava Tashmehin. Afagav that meaning Mishach. So the Gemara in Gittin tells us the Askin Shmuel Begita the Shchemira in Mesi Vim Lo Mesi B'Tanai Kafel. So why Shmuel? Shmuel is an Amora, and he would pass into why'd he have to make this Tanai Kafel and this get that is Shchemira? Someone who's lying on his deathbed and wanted to give a present to somebody, we have to have all these Tanaim that if he ends up becoming healthy, then he gets his property back. Many details to that, but that's just simplifying it. So, La Mishun Desfilei Kermeh, the fact that Shmuel needed to write that, does that not imply that he does hold a very mayor against Rabbi Yehuda? El Dechash Le Rav Chodemilsa. He just, you know, Shmuel didn't hold like Rabbi Meir Batzim. He just wanted to be safer and write the get the Shchemira more carefully, just to save his save himself or the person the Shchemira. Gzera Mishum based in Toan, because maybe there's a basin that's going to come along and make a mistake to Sfila Kremer and incorrectly follow the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Vilo Kafli Latanai Asa Limishulim Alma. They might say, oh, there's no Tanai Kafel. The Shchemira is completely thrown out the door. So, because Shmuel was concerned that people might come along who don't know the halacha, he wanted to play it safe and put the Tanai Kafel, but not because he holds that way. We actually hold, according to the Ran, that we do hold the La Michlal Michlal Lava Tashmehin. I'm curious to know if anybody argues on this Psak Halacha here. I don't see anything in the back here about that. Not much going on here back here. Okay, so that's really it for today. I'm not sure it's worthwhile starting these two dots, because the two dots, this more is going to go into the next sugya here. So, again, it's early, but...
So the halacha we say is... Rabbi
according to the Ran.
Both in Mammon, in Heg, would you say that in Surim also?
Yeah, I imagine so.
I don't understand a thing. From the beginning of the Masechta. Mamash, klum.
Really?